Thank you for choosing to listen to the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. In a myriad and plethora of other podcast conversations you could be choosing, we are really grateful that you chose to click on our link. And why should you choose to listen to the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast? Well, not least because we have honest, open, insightful conversations with leaders from across the recruitment industry and beyond. We often invite people on who are leaders and experts in markets and sectors that we believe we can all truly learn from. Just a word of thanks to our sponsor, Pager, and to our proud partners, Needy and Inclusion Crowd, and a warm welcome to our new partner, Keybridge IT. More about all of those later on in the show. So without further ado, let's get to know this week's guest. Thank you for joining me on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. I'm your host, Leisha Holmes, and this week's episode is a valuable one for those who are finding themselves working through their first ever recession in recruitment. So whether you have got 6 months or 5 years recruitment experience, we haven't officially been in a recession. COVID blip wasn't really considered a recession when you actually look at the REC stats. So the last time that the United Kingdom was working in a recession was in 2008, 2009. And I consider that year and that period to have been one of my greatest learning curves as a billing recruiter. And I thought this episode would be really insightful and useful as a snapshot into what I did during that period, which was a far more severe recession and went on for far longer. And as I record this at the end of March 2024, the predictions are that we will be coming out of the recession towards the end of quarter two. So I think if you do all these next things correctly now and create the right behaviours now, I think you'll be in a position not just to survive in future recessions and future challenging markets, but more importantly, thrive. The first thing I want to talk about is your mindset, because I think that's the critical component of people that will actually do well in a difficult downturn market. Understanding the longer term picture and not just taking a moment in time. So I think it's important to keep yourself really positive and use your insight into your market. So get to understand the industry movers and shakers, speak to those people, those individuals, and really build a true picture of what the market will continue to do beyond the here and now today. So the way I would do that is speak to, even if it's just a handful of your clients, and the reason that you're going to call them or drop them an email to have a phone call with them, that's the ideal, is to ask their opinion on the market, what their predictions are, what they're doing to ensure their businesses are robust, how they're actually looking to trade through the economic turmoil, and what their predictions are. And then you can then start to utilize those insights when you then you go on to speak to other clients. You don't need to impart commercially sensitive information or reveal client names, but you can start to collate some actual meaningful data. It's all well and good using data analytic tools, but actually having conversations with your clients gives you the verbal insights of what's actually happening, because data has nuances to it. So it's understanding, where do they see the opportunity? What do they think the biggest challenges will be from a recruitment perspective, whether it's hiring, whether it's, you know, actually interviewing, whether it's actually retaining talent in your specific market, wherever you're listening to this. So that's the first thing I would say. I think the second thing I would do is really think about the empathy for people in your market right now. So what I mean by that is, if you are happy in your job right now, is there anything that anyone could say to you to convince you to leave it? Now, really think about that, because for me, that's where integrity, as an overused value and term that we often band around in recruitment circles, gets misused and misrepresented. And for me, what integrity really means is doing the right thing when no one knows, is doing the right thing every single time. And very often that can actually mean at your peril, and it can actually be to your detriment financially, because it could mean that a candidate that you've maybe headhunted or that has approached you about a role, it isn't the right role for them and it isn't the right market conditions for them to move. But this is where you will earn your reputation as a recruiter, by guiding them, counselling them, ensuring that they trust you and building a reputation for having the most unbelievable ethics in your market. They say that these attributes pay dividends in the future, and they literally quite literally did for me. In 2008-2009, it was an unpredicted recession. Nobody knew it was coming when the financial markets crashed, and it went on for a really long time. It went on for about a year. And during that time, I was approached by really significant billers. Even then, I was doing rec-to-rec, and I encouraged them to stay put. I said, it's too volatile for you to move markets right now. It's too risky. You're in a good company. You're doing okay. You're washing your face, which is a term often used when it means you're covering your costs. But that is where I earned my reputation. And when we came out of the recession, those people typically either became new clients as they then went on to expand their teams because they remembered my integrity, or when the time was right for them to move jobs, they only spoke to me. So I would really think about that as a time to define. I think in difficult market conditions, that's where you define who you are as a person. And then the third and final thing that I want to talk about is often overlooked, often gets misrepresented by, you know, the sort of old school, you know, phone bashing, boiler room kind of counsel. And that's not what I'm here to suggest. But I do think that discipline around basics is critical to you surviving and then thriving in a challenging market. And what I mean by that is doing elements of the role that maybe you don't enjoy so much, but actually doing them anyway, because you know that they will get you the results that you need. I think it's making sure that you are consistent with doing those things every single day that you know you need to do, whether that's doing calls, whether that's sending out in mails, whether that's, you know, ringing around your existing clients, because that's your role to do that. It's doing it consistently. It's doing it with meaning and purpose. And it's doing so without cutting any corners. And I think, again, that's something that often gets misrepresented. Too often, the advent of automation and AI is being seen as a shortcut. And, you know, absolutely, you know, there are so many menial tasks that we can now automate. But that does not mean we cut corners. That doesn't mean that when we're interviewing somebody, we shouldn't be asking all the questions to ensure that we've covered all the bases. We've asked about counteroffer. We've ensured that we've asked about other opportunities they're looking at. We understand what could stop them moving from this job, what could go wrong. We need to ask no a lot more. So it's the discipline to do those things every single time. When we're taking on a new client, making sure we're covering off every single component of the job, the company, the team, the culture, the opportunity, the growth, as well as making sure that we're getting signed terms of business. It's every single conversation that you have, you cover every single base every single time. It's not repetitious, it's the job. And I think consistency creates high performance, and that's the reality. And that's what I want this podcast to be about you aspiring, whether you are listening to this as a new recruiter, as a new leader with a team of newbies, or even somebody like myself who's been doing this a long time. I have had to do this myself this start of 2024, where I've gone right back to the old basics. I've made sure that every single call, every single process, every single person that I speak to, I'm being more than thorough and being very consistent and disciplined in every single process. And actually, it's so much more enjoyable when you do it that way. I hope you found this insightful. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast channel, because there will be some more solo episodes coming. And as always, I'm super grateful to every single person that listens. And thank you in advance if you choose to share this episode, if you find it helpful and think others might find it helpful too. Thank you once again for choosing to listen to the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. We are so proud at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast to be sponsored by Pager. Pager helps recruiters to build personal brands, to identify new business opportunities, to attract those hard-to-find candidates, and to basically have better conversations. Now, you will have a large network that you want to build credibility with on LinkedIn, and sometimes posting content every day feels impossible. Now, that changes once you have Pager. Pager provides you with the ideas, the content, and the scheduling capability to produce daily content to build out your own personal brand in minutes. And for business development too. Pager identifies companies that are advertising jobs,
have key hiring indicators such as funding rounds, mergers, acquisitions, or senior appointments, and then alerts you to this daily. Pager also enables you to write candidate-centric job adverts without bias in seconds. So once you advertise your job, Pager will then automatically create a branded post and publish it to LinkedIn without you even having to lift a finger. So when you want to actively source candidates, you can create complex Boolean strings in seconds. All you need to do is to provide the job title and location. Now, Pager is making thousands and thousands of recruiters smarter and faster. For more information, click on the link pager.co to book your demo, and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when inquiring. Now, back to the episode.
We are thrilled to welcome to the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast a new partner in KeyBridge IT. KeyBridge provide 24/7 support to all of their customers. Established in 2010, KeyBridge IT Solutions is a London-based, fully managed IT support and solutions provider. And for recruiters like me, we all need the IT expert to sort our problems out, whether it's with Microsoft Cloud, Microsoft 365, internet connectivity, security, Microsoft Azure. I mean, all these words actually mean nothing to me. What about you? But so much more than that. They work across many industries, not just recruitment, but if you're listening from the world of leisure or charity or finance or even marketing, they will be able to help. So click on the link in the podcast show and get to know KeyBridge IT. We are so proud to be partners of Needy, the gifting revolution. Here at Key Recruitment, we absolutely love to send out bespoke gifts to our new place candidates to welcome them in their new jobs, but also as an extra special thank you to clients or when a team is celebrating something really special. But to be honest, we were really fed up with dull or mediocre gifts that you could just buy on the high street that didn't really reflect who we are at Key Recruitment as a business. This is why we chose Needy. Needy source sustainably from the UK's best independent businesses, offering the most perfect array of bespoke gifts and experiences too. So no more boring bottles of plonk or rubbish boxes of chocolates. This is how you make your customers' day with a gift that really matters and shows that you really want to do something special for them. For more information on how psychology and AI forming to make the best gift experience for you, click on the link and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when ordering. The Recruiters Recruitment Podcast is thrilled to be partnering with Inclusion Crowd. Inclusion Crowd put the D into diversity, but do it disruptively. We love that. Really reflecting what we're about. I was introduced to Inclusion Crowd back in 2020, and I've been absolutely blown away with what they're doing to totally transform the recruitment and hiring sector. They believe at Inclusion Crowd that companies should be reflective of society, and that no matter who you are listening now, you have a story to tell. You have a contribution to make. An Inclusion Crowd educates you in allowing your voice to come out and share that story, but doing it in a way that educates your colleagues and your customers equally. Inclusion Crowd, like the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, has clients all over the world, and they specialize in our industry. What we all want to do together is to maintain best practice and to raise industry standards to enable us to attract and retain the best talent, but doing so inclusively and with true diversity. By doing this, by accomplishing a true EDI policy within your business, you will also retain the top talent as well as attract new talent, which is a win-win for everybody listening, making more profitable business and a much
better industry, highly regarded. Inclusion Crowd are also the official awarding body for the Inclusion and Diversity Certification Mark within recruitment. We are so proud to be assisting and partnering Inclusion Crowd. If you want to know more information, please click on the link in this episode and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when you do so. Now, back to the episode.